Waste.
Chapel Hill Town Council met last night to talk about solid waste with a really important decision for all of the municipalities, county commissioners, Board of Aldermen, and Town Council coming up within the next month or so.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, over the last 2 years, the county's been managing recycling for all the municipalities and the county, and they've been drawing on fund balance from leftover from the solid waste management and the landfill, and we've come to the end of those dollars, because if we're going to take any more money from solid waste as it exists today, we're going to start impacting our ability to manage the landfill that's closed now, and you know, for as long as it needs to be managed.
And a big decision coming up, and there's really two options for paying for this. There's going to be a fee to fund recycling pickup, and the question is it going to be a flat fee for everyone in the county, Orange County residents in the rural area, Hillsborough, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, or is it going to be a slightly different fee for town residents versus county residents?
Right. Yeah, and I guess it's been since August. There have been representatives from both from Carrboro, Orange County, Hillsborough, and Chapel Hill have been meeting, and sometimes these meetings were actually on Friday nights. You know, we knew we needed to get to a decision, and we focused very narrowly on this recycling issue and how it was going to get paid for. And there were two principles that kind of rose to the top and how we were going to evaluate and do an assessment of a possible fee structure. One of them was just simplicity. You know, what just inherently makes sense? What's something that the staff can employ and explain easily to anybody? That was one of the defining interests that was on the table. The other was equity. You know, are people going to be required to pay a fee that, if not exactly, at least closely comports to the nature of the service that they're being provided? And so at the end of the day, we end up with these two options. As you said, there's a flat fee option. It'd be $103 for every single property that has any kind of development on it, anywhere in the county, Cheek Township or in downtown Chapel Hill. Doesn't matter. $103.
We're talking about an annual fee here?
An annual fee. Mm-hmm. Or we would have a smaller fee for folks who live inside or for properties inside the municipalities, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro, and a larger fee for those who live outside the municipalities. The smaller fee would be around $94, yep. And then the rural fee $118. And that would be, again, for a year, for the yearly cost of handling the recycling. The difference is between the two puts one of those values ahead of the other. So the one with the two fees puts the equity value ahead of the simplicity value. Mm-hmm. And the flat fee for everyone puts the simplicity value over the equity value. But it doesn't, and I don't believe either one of them compromises the other too much, but it does come up, you know, with a different fee structure.
Yeah, because the one fee, the fee with the different tiers is not that complicated. The other one is a flat fee across, so it's equal in a different sense.
Right.
But, yeah.
And the source of the big question, I think, for those of us in the municipalities to consider is, you know, the reason why it's smaller is because it costs a lot of money to manage these convenience centers that are spread out around the county. They're expensive. The county government themselves already contribute from the general fund $1.8 million. 30% or so, 35% of the fees that would be collected from the recycling fee would be allocated to join that $1.8 million to pay for all the solid waste convenience centers in town. Now, as a municipal resident, when I look at that, I say, okay, 35% of what I pay in recycling is going to go towards convenience centers. And if you live in Chapel Hill, one half of that $1.8 million is coming from you and your neighbors. So, you know, how fair is, you know, is that fair?
Right.
Particularly in light of a recent survey that was done at convenience centers all around the county that revealed that in the given week, in this one particular week, and again, admittedly, it was a snapshot of 1 week in January, only 11% of the users of the convenience centers lived inside a municipal boundary. So should we be paying 50% of the county's general operating contribution and then use 35% of our fee to, our recycling fee to supplement it? Or, if the answer to that is yes, then we will come down. And, of course, it's not matched. 35% is much higher than 11. So that's where the equity and the simplicity kind of come together. So, that's where we get the two. That's how this two fee structure starts. The flat fee just says everybody pay the same, and then that puts an even greater burden on city dwellers, on urban dwellers to pay for these convenience centers, which they use at a much, much lower rate than folks in the unincorporated areas.
You're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. This is an issue that town council dealt with yesterday. Board of Aldermen in Carrboro and the Board of County Commissioners talked about on Tuesday. We've got these two different proposals on the table, fairly similar. Everyone would pay about $100, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less, depending on the plan that ends up on the table. All of that being said, and there's arguments to be made on both sides, where did the town of Chapel Hill, where did the Chapel Hill Town Council wind up or seem to be leading towards in their meeting last night? Board of Aldermen and County Commissioners both seem to be leaning towards the flat fee across the board. Where is the town council?
Well, in taking the temperature of the council last night, which was really our goal, was to educate the council members, because Jim Ward and I were the representatives to the SWAG. So we've been, knee-deep or chin-deep in this trash conversations, recycling conversations.
Chin deep in trash for several months.
Yes.
Yeah.
We explained both of these positions, both of these fees and how they were structured, and we received an identical presentation from the staff that the other boards received. If you were taking the temperature last night at the council meeting, I believe that the council puts the equity ahead, which would mean they would, it seems to me that they lean towards the two fee structure,
system, yeah.
The tiered system. Now, of course, that puts us at odds with where, again, as you described, if you took the temperature of the aldermen and the commissioners, they're leaning the other way towards the simplicity value, and you're putting that interest ahead. Next Thursday, it'll all come to a head. And we'll see which one wins.
That's the assembly of governments, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And hopefully that night we'll all be able to agree on something. One of the other things for us all to consider is that, we can revisit this policy. So a year from now, if we realize that perhaps things are a little different than we thought, then we can adjust. I argue that it's easier to adjust the tiered system than it is to adjust the flat fee system. Once everybody's paying the same thing, I think it's going to be difficult, particularly for the county commissioners, to say, okay, well, we're going to implement a two-tier fee. We're going to raise the county, the rural residence fee, and we're going to lower the municipal fee. I just don't see that happening.
If it's
hard to sell the two-tiered fee structure today, it will be impossible to sell a modification of a flat fee structure next year.
Mm.
So I think it'd be easier if we were to just adopt the two-tier fee.
That Assembly of Governments meeting is going to be a week from tonight. That's coming up quick. I looked at the clock thinking that it was still Monday or Tuesday of this week. It's been flying
No,
by.
I'm here, so it's
yeah,
Thursday.
I know, right? Yeah. I am out of my mind this week. I'm sorry, but it's a week from today. It's on Thursday the 26th, and there's been a lot of talk about solid waste and this issue for some time. And at various times, the towns and the county have talked about maybe going in different directions. Everyone seems to want an agreement. Sort of two questions about that meeting. Number one, will there ultimately be an agreement? Are you confident that there will be? And second, if for whatever reason there's not, is that still a possibility for the towns and county to go different ways?
Well, I believe there will be an agreement. Mm-hmm. And Gail Wilson, the director of the Solid Waste Services for the county, I think said it really well last night. We have a long history of support for recycling in Orange County. It's shared by all our residents. We want to roll out curbside to more rural residents. Both of these plans provide for that. We'll see participation increase in recycling if we go in either one of these directions, and I think those are values that everyone, whether they live inside corporate limits or not, we all share. So I think we will come together ultimately, but it's obviously going to take a little bit more a little more talk. If the worst case scenario, that we're not able to resolve this, because if Chapel Hill doesn't play, then the game doesn't go on. It's going to be a completely different calculation for everyone. At that point, we would have to go and find some way to contract for the service. But I'll tell you, it'll be difficult. It'll be very difficult for the town to go it alone in 2015, 2016, because I'm actually not confident we'd be able to even contract for the quality of service that we're getting today. So we would see a diminishment in the quality of recycling services if we don't come to some agreement. So I think that's also another good motivator for us to, come together on this.
Absolutely. Well, that meeting is a week from today, so we'll keep following that, especially as we get into next week. The other big item on the town council's agenda last night was something that's potentially coming down the road later this year, which is a bond referendum that may wind up on the ballot in November, right?
Yeah, it's something that we've been preparing for a long time. It's only been in recent months that it's been in recent years. We've been talking about the projects, the high-dollar capital projects that the town needs to make investment in, and they include a new police station, several new fire stations, bicycle and pedestrian safety improvements that are part of the bicycle plan, sidewalks all around town that need to be done, downtown streetscape work, park and rec needs. We have an $80 million, $40 million park and rec master plan we want to make some progress on. So we've each of those plans have prioritized projects, and so we look at what we're able to borrow, and we've been presented with a package of possible bond referendum items. And the council last night took another look at it. We're going to look at it again on Monday. Not all of these projects would be up for a vote, like the police station and other essential service kind of borrowing needs aren't going to be put up to a vote. We will find ways to finance those projects, and in fact, we're finding ways in which some of those projects may cost us $0 altogether. And we've already got one of those in the fire station replacement on Hamilton Road. That's going to cost us nothing. We're going to get a brand new fire station, and so that's just one example of other creative ways we're trying to approach these capital needs. And not only have we been preparing by identifying what the needs are, we've been preparing by putting money aside. Unlike many of our neighbors and unlike any city I know, we have a debt management fund. We have a part of our property tax that's allocated directly to debt payments. And whether or not the money we set that comes out of that is exactly the same that the debt payments require, we still set it aside. So each year, over the last several years, we've set aside more money than we've actually had to pay on our debt, which means we've been accumulating dollars. So that if these bond referendum pass in November, we will already have in place within the current tax structure, that means no tax increase, the ability to begin making payments on that new debt. So, one of the things that causes me great frustration is that there are people who are already lining up, it seems, to fight the bond referendum. Now, there may be some reasons that people may want to oppose a bond referendum item, because maybe they think the priority isn't in the right place. We should be borrowing for another reason. But if you're going to fight the bond referendum because you believe taxes will be raised in order to pay that debt, you're wrong. And you should stop saying that today, right now. And forever, because if you continue to do that, you're misrepresenting the truth, and that doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help the dialogue.
Over and above taxes, would there be any sort of hit to the average Chapel Hillian's wallet as a result of this?
How do you mean?
I'm not sure.
Well, we ask for, we set a tax rate every year, and people who either through their property taxes or through their rent or making contributions to the town. And we believe the way we've handled our debt management fund in this way, in order to secure the ability to leverage it to pay for debt without a tax increase, is wise. And it's designed in that way so that it doesn't hit people, after a referendum passes. Mm-hmm. So, I think this is wise and prudent, I think, management of our fiscal obligations.
Chappell Hill, Miramar, Clatchmit, we got to let you go. But before we do, I know, just one more question. So people can keep following the bond referendum discussion. What's the time frame on a final decision?
Well, it'll happen pretty quickly. We're going to bring – it'll come back to us on the 23rd. And then later in August, we will begin making the first official steps of votes that will, that will begin that process. It won't be complete until the end of June, when we actually then approve the language that will appear on the ballot.
All right, Chappell Hill, Miramar, Clatchmit, thank you so much. What's the final score of the UNC game tonight?
92-73.
UNC. All right, we'll keep it up. Mark Clatchmit, thank you so much. We'll talk
to
you
next week. It won't be that close.
It won't be that close. No. Okay.